It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. That was Muse Madness. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone. It is a Thursday morning and welcome to the Morning Rush. All right. So we've got a top 10 for you. This time around, we've got Alan Ruiz to thank. We're using his topic. We are doing the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. All right. So it's going to be a bitchy morning today. How were the really bitchy ways you broke up with somebody or somebody broke up with you? Whether theoretically or it actually happened, what are the bitchy breakup lines to say adios, amigo, to your loved one? Well, former loved one. Okay. So if you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines. All right, so let's get back into the music. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our first news bit for today. We got news on Chris Allen. Season 8 American Idol winner Chris Allen and his pregnant wife are fortunately safe and sound after being involved in a head-on car accident Wednesday morning.
Oh, wow.
But with the bad news came some good news as well. Allen tweeted right after that he and his wife are also expecting their first child together. So Chris's mom, Kimberly Allen, exclusively told Yahoo Music that Chris is in a lot of pain, but currently at home resting after he broke his arm in the accident. According to MTV News, the Live Like We're Dying singer's collision took place just a few hours into the new year. It's unclear who was at fault or what the circumstances were surrounding the accident. The singer's wife, Katie Allen, later posted a photo of their French bulldog, Zorro, cuddling with his daddy after the accident. Chris, who parted ways with his record label RCA in September 2012, mentioned that his upcoming Out Alive tour, scheduled to begin January 8th, is not in jeopardy. But I don't know how he'll
perform.
Play the guitar with a broken arm.
I don't know.
But at least it's just a broken arm. That's really scary.
And if it was with a wife, at least, you know, the baby wasn't harmed.
I know. Like, obviously it's that.
Because that's usually the first thing that you know, most people would be afraid of.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, she might have a miscarriage.
Exactly. So, well, count your lucky stars.
I know.
Well, that's the...
Good for you,
Chris. It's like bad news, but good news.
Yeah.
Good news because at least everybody's safe.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I thought the worst that he got was a broken arm. And
I don't know how he's going to play the guitar, though.
I know. Well, maybe he can still tour, just not to play his guitar.
Maybe.
At least he can still sing. So there you go. That's the first news bit for today. Next hour, another complicated accident. Actually, this time, more unfortunate. Justin Bieber was accused of smoking marijuana by a paparazzo who was killed by an oncoming car while trying to photograph the
scene. Oh, wow.
So it's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. It's really tragic. We'll give you details later. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on the season's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it's a little strange today. Thank you very much. We're actually trending already in the Philippines, but hashtag the Morning Rush.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but not the topic. Well, maybe okay. Not yet. But right. It's the Morning Rush. But thank you
for making us trend.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. It's going to be a bitchy top 10. Okay, we're like beeping as early as now.
Letting you guys know as early as now. Yeah.
Diba? Thank you to Alan Ruiz for suggesting this, the top 10 bitchy breakup lines.
All right.
Okay, so we're looking for the really bitchy ones, and I think you guys know what we're looking for. So let's start
which
off with...
Which means
you're like the host. Mad Mutt Mark says, "Bitch, please, you don't break up with me, I break up with you." Because remember, a bitchy breakup line can be... what you would say if you were breaking up with somebody, or what you would say if somebody,
if somebody was breaking up with you.
Camila says, sorry, you're better as a one-night stand.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh.
Ako ni Colette says, ito dapat dramatic talaga.
Okay.
Pagod. Napagod. Napagod na ako. Sa hininga mo. Not so much that.
You know what I noticed? Like, usually when people are being bitter or bitchy, at least on this show, there's always a bad breath entry.
Yeah. No, because I think these are the entries that are parang extra hurtful.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, if you have a girlfriend, you have a boyfriend, and they have bad breath. Parang it's one of the hardest things to tell them because you don't want to hurt their feelings.
I guess.
You don't want them to, you know.
Luckily, I've never had a girlfriend with bad breath.
Well, there. No, because sometimes, like, kunyari, what if they don't have bad breath? Or let's say they ate garlic something. And then at that moment,
I make fun of it.
Something like that.
I make fun of it.
You know, sometimes it's
bago.
It's a little tricky, diba?
Yeah.
That guy marked X says, so you want to break up? Bakit? Ayaw na ba ng matching sa saging? Oh, and there are so many, like, mukha kang unggoy. And habol mo lang
habol
yung quote-unquote
saging.
And then there's the...
There's so many sides to it.
Tapos yung, it's only one who actually likes the other. Diba yung saging, ayaw sa unggoy. Pero unggoy gusto sa saging. Diba? Ang daming implications. Camila says, tapos na tayo. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. I'm not.
No.
You're always quote-unquote apologizing.
But then again, you realize it. Wait, no.
I actually am not sorry.
Yeah.
Avria Chocolat says, pangako mo sa akin, di ba? Yung parang yung kanta, dadalhin mo ko sa yung palasyo. Eh, sa slums ka nakatira eh. Slam the lifestyle, man, why don't you?
And so especially, like, just to say if this person is still living with their folks.
Di ba?
It's like you're hurting their family too.
Saiza Chan says, the force is weak in this one. Wala kang kwenta sa kama.
Huh? What do you mean?
Yung parang anlikot. Wala kang kwenta. Masyado ako malikot. Hindi ako makatulog. Kasi
okay,
that's all we do in bed. Sleep.
Para we sleep. Tapos biglang you keep fidgeting.
Yeah, you're It's annoying. Ako ni Colette says, mas magaling pa kamay ko sa'yo.
What do you mean?
Sa pag-drawing. Gusto niya kasi artist. Parang... Ay, nako. I got it on with you because you're an artist.
It's just not fulfilling my creative side.
Bakit ang drawings mo eh?
Parang you want someone who inspires you, diba?
Exactly.
Kunwari parang you want somebody who's, parang a really, really good musician.
Oh, diba?
Who can really reach high notes.
Pag-guitar din nun, diba? So, galing pa yung kamay ko sa'yo eh.
Oh, parang you want somebody na parang nakaabot ng nota tapos di naman pala naabot. So, parang nakawala ka ng gana.
You have to stretch your neck lang kung gusto mong maabot yung parang...
Ayan.
Yan tuloy.
The actual sound of karma.
I know, right? And then OMGN says, Ito baliktad. Siya yung binibreak upan.
Okay.
Ganyan din ang ginawa ng daddy ko sa mami ko. Pinagpalit sa katulong.
And it's so condescending pa.
Yeah.
Ganyan din ang ginawa.
At saka hindi ka galit. Hindi ka parang,
it's cold.
Very cold. Camila says, okay, I've recovered already. Sige, bye-bye na. You were a great rebound.
Ay!
Nako, ang bitchy. Alan Agrao says, I'm itchy, you're bitchy, goodbye. Oh my gosh.
Like that. I'm itchy, you're bitchy, bitchy, goodbye.
Camila says, ano? Wala ka nang mabigay na load? Goodbye.
Load lang yung habol. Parang ano lang.
Diba? Trashy Salvador. Trishy Salvador. I'm sorry.
Nadiwa ka pa ng pangalan.
No, I'm sorry. Trishy.
Who are you calling trashy?
No.
Trishy. Why you gotta be like that?
Trishy. I need to focus on my dreams, none of which involves you. Oh yeah, seryoso yan. Masakit yan.
Mm.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 bitchy breakup lines comes from Camilo and Madmut Mark.
They both say...
Sabagay, wala pa siya, no? Camila says, I'm sorry. But after your tan that you got from Boracay,
You have exceeded my melanin threshold. Goodbye.
And then from Mad Mad Mark,
you've exceeded my melanin threshold.
Threshold. Goodbye. Ito baligtad. You're with somebody who's very
fair. Oh, very fair.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I'm now down with men who are brown.
Imagine, no, para like this is one person, a gluta, diba? Just to get wise.
Just to get it
on with you, and then, you know,
biglang, sorry,
I'm now down
with men who are brown.
Ay, patay tayo dyan.
Words we will never hear.
I know, right? Okay, so, if you want to join us, we're going really bitchy today. But bitchy fun.
Yeah.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines.
All right. And while we're at it, can we just say hello to Kame de Jesus? She's tuned in.
Hello. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Chino. RX93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for our top 10 for today. And we are looking for the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. All right, thank you to Alan Ruiz for sending this in. Okay, so let's start off with.
Come on, don't keep us in suspense.
Yes. Wait. From Sigko Wengtor.
All right.
I'm sorry. I can't even wrap my arms around you. Hindi makabot yung kamay.
Hey.
You would love to hug somebody na naka-clasp yung hands mo behind them.
But sarap pag sakto lang. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there are people who just really fit into your arms and they're not fat or anything.
Yeah. Kind of cool. And I guess it's more common for girls to be with guys na hindi abot yung kamay. Because not necessarily because they're fat, but because girls are petite and then guys petite. Are much bigger. So even if they're batak, hindi pa rin talaga nagmi-meet sa...
That's true.
But I think for guys, they're used to like...
They're used to overlapping.
As in literally naka
abot na sa shoulder mo.
Engulfed yung little petite girl in your arms, diba? So, I guess...
Buhat-buhat mo pa tapos.
Exactly. Alright, and also, Astro Boy says, pinapipili si lalaki sa dalawang anak before maghiwalay. Then, after pumili, sabi ni babae, ayos ah, pinili mo pa yung di sa'yo.
Oh. Hey, well, we did ask for bitchy.
I know, right? And also, okay. Lance Austria. Remember how, like, sometimes somebody goes, "Oh, you're the girl my mom warned me about."
Right?
Diba? There's a saying. So Lance Austria says, I'm not the girl your mom warned me about. Her imagination was never this good.
Oh!
Okay. Awaito. Adonis Mabangis says, oo, mahal kita. Pero mas mahal ko pa rin si Ninoy.
Huh?
Like the money. Like the Benjamin.
Ah, okay, the Benjamin. All right. Yeah. Yes. Sino si Ninoy?
Ninoy
so,
Aquino.
Becky siya. Parang ganun.
Hindi. Ninoy Aquino. Actually, sana 1,000. Kaya lang, tatlo yun eh. Tapos they're not really as popular as Ninoy Aquino. Bianski says...
Yeah, actually, no, if you think about it, no. But why is it that in the States, it's so common to say, hey, it's all about the Benjamins.
The Benjamins.
But nobody ever says, hey, it's all about the Aquinos.
The Ninoys.
Or the Ninoys. Yeah. Or the Quezons. Or diba? The whatever. Yeah.
Bianski says, kampana ka ba? Tanga lang.
Ano yung kampana?
Tanga lang. Those big bells.
Oh.
Like, what is kampana
like a church
in
bell?
English? A church bell.
Oh, okay.
Those big church bells.
So, tanga lang.
Tanga lang. Tanga lang.
Imagine if you just broke up with somebody tapos yun yung sinasabi niya sa'yo.
Diba? Kasi tanga-tanga mo.
Tanga lang.
Los Ligman says, this is my story. And sorry, you're just not part of it.
It's like the dream theme.
Yeah. And Custer Winston says, sorry, nakakita na ako ng singyaman pero hindi sing pangit.
So in her book, she stepped up.
Yeah. So I found somebody who's as rich,
who's
as, you,
rich as you,
but
are,
not,
but
as,
not
ugly.
As ugly.
Oh my gosh, so bitchy.
Horrible.
And the top bitchy breakup line comes from Sig Coengtor.
Sig Coengtor says,
so let's say the girl breaks up with a guy.
All right.
And then the guy, of course, starts crying.
Right.
And then the girl goes, ay, umiiyak, kalalaki mong tao, umiiyak ka, get a real guy instead.
Why?
Like you get a real guy. Because you're not one, so get a real guy as your boyfriend, because your girlfriend is leaving.
Good.
Ugh.
That's horrible.
Kick a man when he's down.
Tapos na may umiiyak ka na.
Diba? Umiiyak. Kalalaki mong tao. Go find yourself a real man.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Ang bibitchy. Okay, but, you know, that is what we were asking for. The top 10 bitchy breakup lines. If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Like we said, our second news bit for today is pretty tragic. Justin Bieber was accused of smoking marijuana by the paparazzo who was struck and killed by an oncoming car while attempting to photograph the singer. Chris Guerra was killed on Tuesday evening as he attempted to cross Sepulveda Boulevard in Los Angeles, where the pop star's white Ferrari was parked. Justin's vehicle was said to have been pulled over by California Highway Patrol during routine control, but the baby singer was not behind the wheel. The last person who spoke to the late photographer tells TMZ, Chris was certain Justin had been smoking marijuana while driving earlier in the day. Los Angeles police officer James Stufton on Tuesday confirmed an unidentified male died in the hospital shortly after the incident. He was hit by an oncoming car when he was advised by California Highway Patrol to step back because the situation wasn't safe. According to Fox News, police said no charges are likely to be filed against the motorist who hit the man. And a spokesperson for Justin Bieber has yet to issue comment on the incident.
It's crazy the lengths that these guys will go to. It's just, is it really worth your life?
I know. And remember, it was that bad that even the car driver who hit the paparazzo is not liable.
Yeah.
Because they know that
Plus it was a highway.
It was a highway. You're not supposed
to be there in the first place.
That's why they say when, you know, unlike here where we're actually used to seeing people cross EDSA or
C5. Yeah, which is not supposed to happen.
In the US, in Europe, people drive really fast because they assume that there will be no people.
Exactly.
On
and
the
minute that you're stepping onto that highway, it's like you're signing your life away already.
Yeah. And you know that's why their accidents are worse.
Yeah.
Because usually when you have one car accident, it becomes a pileup.
Yeah.
Because people are not used to
like they don't expect trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas here, the first thing on your mind is if you see like a bus, this bus is gonna swerve.
You're always
this car
defensive.
Is gonna swerve. There's a pothole here.
Exactly.
There's a pedestrian crossing or whatever.
That's why we don't really like go super fast because it's scary.
Yeah,
you know, so, like,
and it's not like we can.
Somebody can just like jump out from the bushes and like cross the street.
Yeah,
and,
or somebody will just get off of a jeep and then cross the highway or something like that.
Or a motorbike will suddenly cut you.
Exactly.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so very sad news. And that's the second news for this hour. Next up, we've got Russell Crowe commenting on Adam Lambert's slamming of Les Mis.
Oh,
so
this is interesting.
This will be interesting.
Yeah.
So we'll check in again later. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada
only here on the season's hottest Nonce Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Did you say hi already?
No, she pulled the Gino.
Oh, really? Like you just snuck in?
Yes.
Okay,
I know, I sneakied my way into the
I
show.
I know,
today.
You sneaky woman. Very, very sneaky, sir.
Very, very, you are very, very sneaky. We've got Alan Ruiz to thank for our topic for today, the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. Let's start off with Spy Shadow. Eh, mas magaling pa sa'yo yung inflatable namin ni Chico, eh.
Huh?
No, because remember, I don't have an quote-unquote.
Yes, you do.
No, I mean, like, I don't have it. Somebody gave it to me.
An inflatable what?
Doll.
Doll. Somebody gave it to him for his birthday.
What do you
birthday?
Do with this inflatable Not doll?
I don't even know where it is. I hit it somewhere. And
what kind
now
of doll was
here,
it?
It's one of your. It's in one of your closets. I saw it.
Yeah,
it's in one of
we
your.
We blew
closets.
It up here in the office.
Tell it to come out of the closet.
I know, right? And it was just. Remember when we blew it up? It was just standing in one corner. It was so weird.
And it was so weird because the mouth was open.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Where was the inflating pin located?
Oh, nga, no. I don't.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. That was so long ago. As in, like, really, really long ago.
But it was some naughty rushers who gave that to you, right?
I know, right? Good Together job. With the, I know, with the, remember that thong with like an elephant trunk?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I love those. You love
oh,
those,
Gino.
Huh?
I saw it in the cartoon.
Really?
Oh, Gino.
What sort of cartoon would have that?
did you notice the enthusiasm in his voice?
No.
Oh, I love.
You know why? I've always wanted one of those.
Oh, come
no,
on.
Seriously,
I bet
the
you
trunk
had
thing?
One.
No, I never had one. It's just I saw it from a cartoon game. It's called Leisure Suit Larry. It's an adult cartoon game.
Yeah. Well, I have one.
So
I don't
has
know where
one.
It is, though.
Please Tapos don't it has, give it to me.
It has googly eyes pa. Like yung parang, you know, that googly eyes.
Yeah.
So, tapos may trunk, tapos may ears. Like elephant
Yeah,
ears.
I know.
So,
that I kind of want to see one of those. not on you. I just want to see it.
Yeah, we can always send
we
you
We can
a
arrange that. Aya says, you don't need a girlfriend. You need a mom and a maid.
Yeah.
What you want is somebody to tell you what to do, to
take care of you.
It's like, not a girlfriend. Brindun says, I think you misheard it. What they said was spread the love, not your legs.
Whoa.
But sometimes it comes hand in hand.
Well, not always. Especially if you're not the receptor of the spreading. Random Tony says, kumbaga sa gulong, flat ka na. Kaya panahon na para ilabas ang reserba.
Oy.
What does that mean? Oh, you're about to be replaced.
Yeah, at may reserba ka. That's the awful part about it. The entire time, you were the main tire, but there were reserves.
Oh, but it's also horrible to be a reserve tire.
Oh, that one too.
Yeah.
But some people are okay with that, huh?
Yeah.
You shouldn't
some
be.
Some people are okay.
It's not a good feeling.
Camila says, they say, masaya naman daw sa friend zone. Kaya ayun, I put you there.
No.
And Elliot Girl says, I only leaned on you because I was at my lowest point. But usually, I have taste.
Oh! Oh, my gosh! What a biatch!
Oh, my gosh. Cryptoverbalist says, kapag binawi ko sa'yo lahat ng binigay ko sa'yo, hubot-hubad kang lalabas ng bahay na ito.
Wow. So, ibig sabihin
lahat.
Lahat ng kagamitan mo.
You don't have anything.
Oh, my.
Everything that you have now, I gave to you.
Wow.
Butter Baby says, I said, be part of my life, not take over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but sometimes this really happens. Like, even in a good relationship.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
You sort of get lost in each other's identities.
Yeah.
That you end up liking the things that she likes and then she ends up liking
things
you
like.
And the next thing you know, you're like, what happened to the things that I wanted to do?
Pero it's nice, Anna, kung like, you like what she likes what you like. Pero means that it's the other, just one way.
Just
lang.
One way.
Right.
Like, you end up liking everything the other likes, person, yeah. And then, but that person doesn't like the things that you like. So parang one way lang yung pagbibleed.
Yeah.
Shenong says, buti pa yung mga tubero, lagi akong pinapasaya.
That was a big revelation.
Me too.
Right? That those tubero signs apparently are not just tuberos.
I need pa naman to call, ano, diba, ano daw, so the tuberos are the male companions.
Yes.
And the female companions though are the lipat bahay.
Lipat
bahay. I need pa naman to call lipat bahay.
Ay, patay. Ako naman, kailangan ko ng tubero.
Ay, kailangan mo ba talaga? Or are you getting a tubero for the right reasons?
Yeah, for the...
What are the right reasons?
For the leaky faucets.
For the leaky faucets. So may...
Ay, nako.
May tulo yung faucet.
Ah.
Ayun na nga. Thanks,
Gino. GY Guapito says, I gotta be the villain so you can be the hero. But even with that, I'm way better at being bad than you were at being good.
So para you just can't do anything right.
You just can't do anything right.
Sakit.
Camilo says, oh, stop crying na. I never meant to hurt you naman eh. Oh, etong saging. Akit ka na sa puno.
Oh my God!
Ang sama! Ay, oh, itong saging. Akit na sa puno.
Oh, itong puto. Kain na.
Oh, kain na. Huwag ka na umiyak. Camilo says,
there you go.
And then the guy goes, why are you breaking up with me? And then the girl goes, please bore someone else with your questions. Goodbye.
And you're just looking for like closure, no?
Diba? You're parang like, just tell me why. I'm not like asking you to not leave me.
I know, just at least let me know why. What did I do wrong?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 bitchy breakup lines comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
goodbye. I just used you to get close to your dad. But don't worry, I don't love him either. I'm just after his money.
Oh!
Grabe. What?
Whoa!
What are these entries? Good grief.
Diba? Oh my gosh. All right, but that's what we're looking for. The top 10 bitchy breakup lines. If you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #BitchyBreakupLines.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. This is Street Smart. Up to the minute traffic info for the road conditions ahead.
All right, here we go. It's Street Smart. Let's check out the streets of Metro Manila. See if, if it's gotten worse or it's gotten better or it's back to normal. Let's see. Southbound lane of Balintawak, of EDSA, Balintawak is light to moderate. And then it gets, there you go. It gets a little bit hairy once you get to Nia Road. It's moderate to heavy up until Monte de Piedad. It's light after that though. But it looks like there is a semblance of normalcy back again because Main Avenue, Santolan, Main Avenue up until Pioneer Boni is already moderate and moderate to heavy. After that, however, it actually gets light. By Guadalupe up at Ayala Avenue. And then again, you'll have to hit on the brakes once you hit Arnais up at Malibay. That's moderate to heavy. It's light all the way until Mall of Asia right after that. And on the northbound lane of EDSA, Taft Avenue and Tramo, of course, are always moderate to heavy. After that, it's pretty much light up until Balintawak. On C5, let's see.
Five.
The southbound lane of C5, you'll already hit a little bit of a problem once you get to Lanuza and to Bagong Ilog because it is the traffic situation there is moderate. But on the northbound lane, everything seems a-okay.
Great.
Just a little bit of light to moderate traffic from Bagong Ilog up until East. On Bagong Ilog and then on Eastwood.
So I think it's really Monday where we'll feel the brunt of the traffic.
Because it's starting to come back already.
But not quite.
But not like as the bad usual, as it usually is.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully it lasts for a little bit longer.
Some schools open today. Go back today.
I think that's why. Maybe that's why everything's going back. And then on Monday,
everybody.
Hell is back on the
road. Oh, yeah. Hell on
yes,
wheels.
Yes, it is.
All right, so there you go. That was Street Smart.
Buckle up. Drive safe. Street Smart. For Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 3.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Okie dokie. We've got Alan Ruiz to thank for our topic today, the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. All right, so let's start off with... okay, from Dine Girl. So she takes his iPhone and smashes it to the ground. Sa susunod, mukha naman ang babasagin.
Okay.
Sa susunod, mukha naman.
Jagger G says, bitchy breakup line? Sumigaw ka lang, sunog! Tapos pag tumakbo siya palabas, sara mo yung pinto.
What the way to kick them out of the house?
Just parang, trick them out of your house.
Tsaka at least wala nang hassle for you, diba? You don't have to deal with the guilty
sara,
conscience.
Sara,
tapos change lock.
Tulog.
Change lock, tulog. Ignore the knocking and the doorbell.
Sunog!
And
sunog!
Click. And also...
What an evil way to get rid of ugali, someone. No?
Also, okay. Beanbag Benny says, ang hirap sa'yo, hindi mo alam ko aling ulo ang gagamitin mo.
You think with the wrong head. Mm.
And Elliot Girl says, so I guess I'm really that good an actress. I actually made you believe that I loved you.
Aww.
Oh.
Sama. Oh my gosh. And then Brent Stick says, kakanta ka nung yung Die Young ni Kesha.
Yeah.
Tapos ikaw, wala lang.
Wala lang.
Wala lang.
The fact that they're saying it means is like a suggestion.
Diba? Diba? Parang, Jubeth Leasing says, so talagang sinabay-sabay mo pa kami. Sa liit mong yan, nakakahiya naman sa'yo. Like pandak siya eh.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, why? What other?
Wala naman.
Explanation of
there.
Wala
naman, ganun lang. Wow. Ganun lang.
Parang Napoleonic complex lang.
Oh, parang ganun. And also, coming from Brent Sticks, I need vanilla ice cream, not chocolate dipped in vanilla. Yung maitim pero feeling maputi. Gusto niya talaga yung maputi. And Mad Season says,
wow, I got away with that clean.
Diba? Yep.
You didn't even say anything.
No, because nothing had to be said.
Oh, wow. Self-explanatory.
Pretty, understood na.
Mad Season says, you have something that I need but only you can provide. Your absence. And
at least she still needs something from
diba?
You.
Diba? Oh. Oo. Yung absence mo.
Oh.
Mad Matt Mark says, parang kang Facebook sa sobrang social kung sino-sino na ang nag-poke sa'yo.
Grabe. Yeah.
Ikaw ang ano, pambansang
poke. Person.
You know, it's funny because...
Poke.
It's funny because I think there's... You kind of admire, to an extent, okay?
Yeah.
People who get a lot of action.
Yeah.
But there's a line where it becomes
it's not attractive.
It's not attractive. And I don't know where that is. And it's probably different for men and women.
I think that line is based on the attractiveness of the people that you get action with.
Oh, that's true.
So okay. Diba? Like, if let's it's full of skank, diba parang ilk.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
If it's like, you, kunwari, like, let's just say I slept with 25 women. But they're all like supermodels and celebrities.
You're like idol.
But if I slept with 25 skanks, women, na parang
too easy to get.
They're all questionable.
Right.
They're all ano.
Oh, they're good. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're all super pox.
I think it's really like that.
No, super pox.
Super pox.
They're parang super poke. No, like kunyari. Let's say si Brad Pitt. He slept around technically.
Yeah.
But with Angelina Jolie.
And Jennifer
and it's like,
Aniston.
Whoa.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
Diba? And you're like, whoa.
Juliet Lewis.
Yeah. But Hugh Grant does it with a pro, with
Divine,
a streetwalker in his car. And suddenly it's like, ew.
Ew, yeah.
You know, but technically it's the same thing. Well, when you think about it, yeah, diba? It's the same thing. They cheated on their partners.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he's gone around. He's gotten around, but like
so it's true.
Everyone naman is a Victoria's Secret model.
But
I nobody
think it depends on who.
Yeah,
right.
Diba? Ryu Sayuri
it's like
says,
a, no, it's like a modern day battlefield.
Right.
Every person
it's
that
a
you
conquest.
Is a conquest, and it's a notch under your belt. Like let's just say, had you been a conqueror back in the day, if you took a you know a peasant village with absolutely no. You know, military might, then, you know, they'd probably be like, okay. Wala
like,
na,
nobody tries to
nobody
conquer
tries
the
to,
desert.
Oh, exactly.
You always go,
yeah.
go,
you always
by, the,
go by, the
by the water.
Or, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. Where was that? Okay, Ryusa Yuri says, it's not you, it's me and him.
The other person.
Meron ka nang nahanap.
Meron ka nang kaano.
So, it's not you. The reason I'm breaking up with you, it's not your fault. It's me.
And him. And him.
Yikes.
Brindun says, let me put it this way. Mabuti na rin to. Kasi kung naging tayo, tapos namatay ka, hindi RIP ang ilalagay ko sa lapida, kundi BIHB. Burn in hell, bitch.
Wow.
So I don't even want you to rest in peace.
Diba? No. Even
what
in death.
What kind of hate is this?
Even if you're already dead.
And that guy marked X says, now I know. Disappointment has a name.
You.
And the top, bitchy breakup line, comes from Gladjator.
He says,
true story. Somebody actually told me this. My ex told me this. Bumalik ka na lang pag mayaman ka na.
Oh! You know what I would do if somebody had said that?
You would.
Sobrang magpapayaman ako, babalik ako, tapos di ko siya napapansinin. Parang, hey, what's up? Guess what? Diba? Parang just to like...
Tapos sampalin mo ng pera.
Pero huwag mong bibigay. Sampalin mo lang.
Sampal, tapos sabay pulot.
Bam! Wop.
Akin yan. Sinampal ko lang, di ko binibigay.
Pulutin ng pera.
Di ba?
Pakundo, ano? Pulutin ng pera.
Tapos, thank you, babe.
Ito na pala yung bagong babe.
Si Pakundo na pala. Yung bagong, thank you, babe. Okay, so the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to a news break here on The Morning Rush. Oh, I hope this will be good.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe has defended his new movie, Les Miserables, after Adam Lambert slammed the film's all-star cast for, quote-unquote, pretending to be singers. Insisting, director Tom Hooper wanted the musical scenes to be raw and real. The former American Idol star who began his career in musical theater shared his disappointment with the big screen adaptation of the hit Broadway production with his Twitter.com followers over the festive season. In a series of posts, he wrote, quote, Les Mis, visually impressive with great emotional performances, but the score suffered massively with great actors pretending to be singers. It's an opera. Hollywood's movie musicals treat the singing as the last priority, unquote. Crowe, who stars as a police inspector in the movie, was told of the rant by one of his own Twitter followers and wrote a post in response. He tweeted, and I quote, I don't disagree with Adam. Sure, it could have been sweetened. Hooper wanted it raw and real. That's how it is, unquote.
Very classy.
Very classy the way he responded to it. Because I'm pretty sure he understands that, yes, there are better singers, but this is how the director wanted it.
Exactly. And being actors, you do what the director tells you to do.
And one point of contention, for me at least, with what Adam Lambert says, although it's true that it's an opera, quote-unquote, it's a rock opera, it's not on stage. Mm. It's on film.
It's on film.
So
the demands are different.
Anyone who's ever been a fan or who is part of the industry would be able to tell you that those are two different things.
Yeah.
That's why not every stage actor succeeds as a movie actor and not all film actors succeed on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are two different disciplines. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that, you know, he was making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So with movies, it's not always just. Because remember with on stage, that's why everyone's OA on stage. Because you have to see, make sure that people in the very farthest seat,
in the nosebleed,
would be able to feel your emotion. Mm-hmm. So you have to be a little OA.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they don't see as much the facial expression as opposed to the voice.
Yeah.
But with film, everything is times 20, you know, in the big screen. So
because everything's focused.
And you see that visually is as much a part of it as musically. So, you know, it's not, you can't always say, well, it's an opera and you got weak singers. Not always. Not in this case. He was gunning for something different.
For me, okay, it's hard to do anything like make a musical into a movie, especially once it's loved so well, because it will suffer comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what Adam didn't know was he should have watched the little clips that have come out before the movie did.
Right.
Because in those clips, Tom Hooper and all the actors tell you exactly
explained it,
which is, you know, yes, all musicals. This is the very first musical where the actors were allowed to sing live.
Yeah.
And that's because Tom Hooper wanted to capture the emotion. That's why when you hear Anne Hathaway sing, it's gut-wrenching.
And even just the little clip that we play on air for our monster movie premiere.
The hair on your
tingle.
Arm stand.
Even Hugh Jackman actually addressed it specifically.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, and he did it, like, live.
Yeah.
What have I done?
He says, okay.
What have I done?
The movie starts with that line, and also the musical.
Yeah.
Now, in the musical, it's always, what have I done, sweet Jesus, what have I done?
Yeah.
Become a thief in the night, become a law, something on the run.
Yeah.
And then he was like...
But on the set, he could really act and be in the moment, which he's not encased in the musical.
And
he
actually tried not singing it and says, what have I done? Sweet Jesus, what have I done? And then start singing.
And
so
then
he goes,
start singing, yeah.
So he goes, you know, we're taking a lot of liberty with the material. But then we're doing it, hopefully, to better returns, which is emotionally.
Emotionally, it's a better... Yeah.
It packs a wallop, like YC Bikini Brief.
YC Bikini Brief?
No, diba? I mean, emotionally, there's going to be a bigger return, but we sacrificed a little bit of the musical purist side.
Yeah.
Because I think film focuses on the face.
Yeah.
And let's face it, not all Broadway actors are good to look at. They may be talented.
And to deliver the emotion.
And to deliver the emotion. So, especially Javert and Jean Valjean. The notes are too high, I think. Not a lot of people can sing that, but
even stage actors would not be. Not all stage actors would be able to deliver.
It's so high.
It's just too high. But you know, like, that's just the thing. When Adam Lambert tweeted, he specified the Broadway actors and said, "Oh, they did a good job. Aaron Tveit, you had Samantha Barks," and it's like, look, you're a stage actor.
Yeah,
you just feel like. You're just saying, you know, you have to put more real stage actors there. And
it's
like,
you want a part.
I know.
Because you want a part of the movie.
And you can tell that he wanted to be one of them because he's got a ridiculously high voice.
Right.
He's probably thinking, I can hit those high notes. Don't do that. Because, you know, it seems
I'm going to scream. I'm going to shout.
Diba?
You'll do the Cosette.
All those really high.
But
I like how he handled it.
I really like how Russell Crowe handled it.
Yeah.
I would have expected him to be like...
To be bitchy.
Whatever, angry. But he answered it so...
And to the point.
Classic.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, and there's no argument after what he said.
Yeah.
It's like, what can you say after that?
Oh, that's what the director wanted.
And that's what he got.
And all of a sudden, Adam Lambert's reaction is just his reaction.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That is the news here on The Morning Rush. We'll see what we have next hour for you here. You're with Chico, Delamore, and Gino on the... Are we the season's hottest? Are we Manila?
Still seasons.
Season's hottest. All right. 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, sent in by Alan Ruiz. The top 10 bitchy breakup lines.
Oh, but we'd like to thank our visitors here.
I know, thank you.
Thank you.
They're Charlie's friends.
So
our
many goodies.
Receptionist. I know.
Thank you. Let's start off with Nilia Mato. Jeb Spotted for the bitchy breakup lines. I'm sorry, I was just drunk, and unfortunately, you're the hangover.
Oh.
And what if
it's a hangover?
Hangover talaga.
A bad
even
thing.
Like the drunken high.
Parang
right.
the bad effect
result
of a drinking spree. Nilia Mato says, "Ay nako. Dapat very ano ka wistful. I should have killed you when I had the chance."
Like he was taking it a little too far.
Like
that's a little much.
Like
there's breaking
off
up
the cliff.
So there's a difference between breaking
up
with
and
someone
murder
and killing them.
Diba?
You can kill them emotionally, fine. You know, that you can do.
Yeah, just don't...
Physically, that's against the law.
Music lover says, "Roses are red, violets are blue. I won't make this long, baboo." Goodbye.
Baboo.
Mad Season says, why don't you slip into something more comfortable?
Like a coma.
Ren Ren Go Away says, ang hirap sa'yo. Mahirap ka.
Oh.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, the new year reminds me of you and firecrackers. So what?
Sorry, what was that?
Yung parang you don't deliver. You're di ba? Parang like a firecracker that doesn't explode.
There's so much promise. Parang,
it's called support.
You don't live up to your potential.
You don't deliver the goods, the promises. You don't live up to your promises.
Because there's nothing worse than, you know, those firecrackers that are supposed to make
so much
real,
noise.
Yeah,
and
so much noise.
Like such a nice display. Tapos biglang,
wala.
Tsaka yung meron pag...
Ganun talaga.
Wala eh, nothing.
Pagtingin mo parang ay...
Sharkbait says, sa susunod na makikipag-break ka sa akin on Twitter, alamin mo muna yung tamang spelling ng break.
B-R-A-K-E.
I'm breaking with breaking
you
up
know,
with you.
I think one of the things that most people do on Twitter that gets a lot of people annoyed is that when they sabat,
yeah,
and they don't bother to check the timeline,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or even if they don't check the timeline, they don't know what's being said.
Yeah.
Pero parang they're just waiting to have their say on what you said. Even if they don't know what you're really talking about.
I think that's trolling. That's a form of trolling.
Mm. Kasi, ako I would think, meron kasing trolling na nang-aasar talaga nila. They know what's going on.
They know what's going on, yeah.
They just want to annoy you. And then there are those na talagang clueless lang, tamad
pero makahirit lang.
Pero hihirit pa rin. And it's like, actually, annoying yung... Kasi in trolling, they know they're annoying you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meron yung talagang ano lang, yung what's the word? Yung
they
parang
just,
self-righteous
lang. Self-righteous, yeah.
Parang,
they really just think
I can't believe
ano.
You actually said this. Yung parang, oh God.
Parang the other day, I'll bring it up because I was watching on the History Channel, Proving God.
Right.
And then I just said on my Twitter, watching Proving God on the History Channel and all my questions about God and the universe start bouncing up in my head again.
Right.
Now, you don't even know
what the issues
what
are.
What questions
yeah.
I
exactly.
have in my head. And then some people, I understand. I understand that you're just very zealous about
the
your faith.
The religious right, yeah.
You
but
are,
you're not
yeah.
right in this way because yeah. you don't know what's going on in my head.
Right.
And it, trust me, I only say this because I come from a very religious background.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, so these people were like, just keep having faith in God. And, you know, so, and I'm like, look, don't assume.
Yeah, you assume
you know
too
what
much,
I'm,
eh?
Yeah.
Don't assume that we believe in the same things because intolerance starts there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, so everybody started saying blah, 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 blah. And as usual, Christians, when faced with those things, tend to, I'm sorry, but I have to say it, they tend to be, to have this persecution complex because you're persecuting them because they're godly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're worldly. I'm like, no, you just didn't listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just... wanted to say what you wanted to say, but it had nothing to do with what I was
wanted
saying.
To say, yeah. And actually, then, it's true. If you tell me what you want to say, I also have the right to say
tell
what
you,
I want
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, what you want to say.
And it goes both ways.
Because I'm okay if they wanted to say something on what I said.
Yeah. Mm.
Problem was, they don't even know what I was saying.
Yeah.
So, and then there was this guy who said, I think you're a little too harsh. Not cool, Del. And I'm like... you know what? I'm not even going to bother answering you. What I am going to do is to block you. And I really blocked those three people only because, you know what?
Not because you don't like them.
It's as simple as this. If you have the right to practice whatever belief you have or whatever faith you have, then everyone else, you should be able to respect that too.
True.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly.
And especially like on Twitter or something like that. Because
if you were talking... To someone who's a Buddhist.
Yeah.
Or to, but they assume that you are a Christian.
Yeah, that you are of the same faith.
Which is what I wanted to say. Well, you can't do that, especially in this day and age where we have so many people who believe in many things.
You know, that's why in the States, you're not allowed to have prayers in school.
Yeah.
Because the assumption is that not everyone is Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you will have Muslim students, you will have Buddhists,
atheists.
You will have Taoists, you will have atheists.
And
to be fair to all religions, you can't have a prayer. Because how would the Christians feel if every day you had to do a Muslim prayer or a Buddhist prayer? I mean, the parents would not be happy with that either. So to be fair, in the U.S. at least, Any prayer, not just Christian prayer.
Public schools, at least.
Any prayer is not allowed.
That's the reason for non-sectarian like schools also.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, for public schools,
for
government.
Public schools.
Because obviously, if you're, let's say, you're a Catholic school, then obviously,
you know,
you assume that everyone's Catholic in your school.
Even
you
know, even over the holiday season, I hosted a year-ender party. It wasn't even a Christmas party because they assumed they took into consideration that not everyone in their company celebrates Christmas.
Right.
Not for everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Just to be fair to all parties involved.
If I'm not mistaken, we hosted a wedding once and they said, oh, there's no invocation because the mom is Christian, the dad is Muslim, so they just rather not have any because, to be fair to both. Mm-hmm. And I remember like when my sister died, we had like a Catholic prayer and then we had a Protestant prayer.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, because...
I just like that
like
people
fair,
understand.
Fair yeah.
In some parts of our head, we have to make sure that we understand there are other faiths other than ours.
Yeah.
And we cannot assume that all the time that people should believe the same thing that you do.
Yeah.
It's a growing like world. We're all interconnected.
It just really boils down to the fact that if you can, you know, practice your faith, other
people
are free
should,
to practice their own faiths as well, even if it doesn't coincide
with
your beliefs.
Yeah. Right.
But it's really tricky, when you get into that. So, But sa ako lang, it's like, I'm okay with you telling me what you think. As long as you're okay. Kasi minsan nakakainis, they tell you what you think. And then when you tell them what you think,
they're
like,
you're so
rude pala. Because I remember somebody told me something about what I said. Not about religion, about something else. And then I told him what I felt, and he's like, wow, you're so rude pala. I'm like, whoa, you get to tell me what you think, but when I tell you what I think, suddenly I'm rude. And I wasn't rude.
I know. You're almost never rude.
And
to
I was
people.
Like, except I don't get it.
Except to me.
And then, diba?
No, even when he's angry, he tries to stay on point.
He tries to be diplomatic.
So I would prefer it if it's like, okay, you tell me what you think, and then I tell you what I think, and then you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
para
right.
And then tapos, di ba?
Okay, put it in a non-religious aspect, like let's just say you tell me like parang oh you're fat.
Oh.
Sabihin ko sa'yo, oh pangit ka.
Oh.
I'm allowed to say that because you called me out on that.
And I can go, wow, that was really so rude.
You can.
It's like you have to
you
be like
have that, to be right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like I'm okay if you tell me something, but say you're ready to take
to
what,
hear
I,
what
have
I have
to say.
Then,
di ba? Because that way it's fair and you can end there.
Right.
And it's like, okay, we disagree, but okay, cool. Mm. So that's what you think, this is what I think. Okay, game.
Right.
I mean,
you agree to disagree.
You put it out there, and then I put it out there, and we ended at that.
Because it could be anything, not just religion.
Not just religion,
RH
anything
bill,
else.
Syntax, whatever. It
Politics.
Can be
even
anything.
Even opinion about a movie.
Right.
If you go,
Les Miserables.
Yeah.
I'll say that Star Wars is the best movie ever, and then you say that, like, you know,
it sucks.
Know, Madonna in concert is the best movie ever, or something like that.
Truth or Dare.
Oh, yun, whatever. Diba? Then I would say, okay, if you think that, then fine.
Exactly.
But this is what I think, so respect it. And in the same way, I have to respect what you think.
Diba? Okay, so Midnight Cree says, I got what I want, now leave. Mad Butt Mark says, I need to tell you something. Dim the lights, here we go. And Madison Camille says, eh, mas mataas pa yung heels ko kaysa sa sweldo mo.
Oh! Eh, mas mataas pa yung heels ko kaysa sa sweldo mo.
Ako si Poklong says, balikan mo ko pag may boobs ka na.
Sige. Ako sabihin ko, yeah, okay.
Stealthy Roshi says,
meron na ako. Sabihin ko,
meron na ako. Oh, ito na ako, babalik na ako. And you go, oo nga pala, ang gatas ng kabayo ay para sa kabayo lamang. Adonis Mabangi says, ang hinahanap ko, tunay na lalaki. Hindi yung tunay na lalaki din ang hinahanap.
Yeah.
And Ilona Banana says, kakantahan na lang kita ng Never mind, I'll find someone like... Ay, never mind. Because I don't want to find someone like you. That's why I'm breaking up with you. Why would I find someone like you? That's what I'm trying to get away from. Dine Girl says, yes, you are a handsome devil. Kaya nga naging impyerno ang buhay ko.
No.
Because you're a devil.
At least handsome.
Corick says, titikom...
Huh? Yes?
Yeah.
Titikom at magsasawa ang bibig ng chismosa. Pero yung bulaklak mo, di nagsasawa sa pagbukad ka.
Wow.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 bitchy breakup lines comes from Kina Gonzalez.
She says,
keep the car. Sana lang makahanap ka ng magpapagas niyan.
Aray.
So, the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines.
So, hello to Camilo, who is now tweeting all caps. Para hashtag i-caps lock mo para intense.
Yeah.
And also hello to Farina Kabonga, who says, been listening to the morning rush for a month. Now I know why a friend would giggle and laugh by herself in our office listening to you, and why my friend is such a grammar Nazi.
Oh.
Ah, okay then. Hello to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Yun lang.
Yes.
There.
The Morning Rush. Chico. Delamar. Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road. This is Street Smart. Up to the minute traffic info for the road conditions ahead.
Here we go. It's Street Smart. And then it's back to normal. Southbound lane of EDSA. Problem areas from Balintawak at least are Monte de Piedad and Santolan. Those are going to be moderate. The traffic situation up there is moderate. Now on Shaw Boulevard up until Malibay, it's moderate to heavy. That's a really long stretch already. But after that, tramo all the way to Mall of Asia is actually light. Now on the northbound lane of EDSA, it's a little bit longer this time around. Macapagal Avenue up until tramo is moderate to heavy. And then again, you will hit a little bit of a snag once you get to Guadalupe. That's moderate. But over by Santolan, it is moderate to heavy up until Nepa-Q-Mart. So it's looking worse than usual, actually.
You know, when you said it's back to normal is not so good when it comes to traffic.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. But after that, it is light up until Balintawak and somebody's playing
Dragon Veil.
No, that's not Dragon Veil. That's something else.
That's my littlest pet shop.
I swear.
Why do you have?
He has the most masculine games ever.
I almost said a different word.
No, it's not my gayest pet shop. It's my littlest pet shop.
On C5, on the southbound lane, it's all light except for Bagong Ilog. There's a little bit of a buildup over there. That's just moderate. But after that, that's not bad at all. And on the northbound lane of C5, everything is light except for Eastwood and Bagong Ilog, which is light to moderate. It's not so bad. So if I were you, I'd just take
C5. Yeah, for now. Today.
For today, because I'm sure like in the next couple of days or so, it'll be back to normal.
Yeah, both C5 and EDSA will be difficult.
Right, so Street Smart.
Drive safe. Street Smart. For Monster Radio, RX
93.1. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Alan Ruiz for sending in the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. Elliot Girl says, para kang langaw na umaali-aligin, makabili na nga ng flypaper. You know how like some people are like
they stick to you.
You can't get out of your face.
Yeah. They're always there.
Always there. Okay, let's see here. Rorf says, so you think you are a knight in shining armor? Oh, please. You're a loser in aluminum foil.
Aww.
And to think parang he just wanted to save you.
Uh-oh. Or baka naman feeling lang din talaga yung guy.
Because you never know until you meet the two parties.
And then also, Camila says, toskoy na lang. Heads, I go. Tails, you go.
No, but either way,
break na kayo. Kala mo pa naman
eh, diba? Lang.
Migo says, I know there's a lot of fish in the sea, pero hindi ka fish eh. Balyena ka. Because technically they're mammals, so you know they're not fish in the sea. But of course, you can look at the mean side of it, and
which is probably what they were going for.
I think so. Also, Rorf says, I think you should see other people. Because I am.
Oh. Ang, yeah, that's a breakup line.
Ang
yeah.
bad lang kasi nauna ka. Nauna sana ka. Sana sinabay yeah. nyo na lang na let's or sana parang, see other people.
Sana, you did.
It would have been like, it would have been better. I think you should see other people because after this, I plan to.
Oh. Yeah. Parang,
at least you...
Kasi that's cheating.
Yeah. Linis konsensya, kumbaga.
Jay Ryan says, there's so much ish coming out of your mouth, your butt's getting jealous. Pag puro BS yung person. And, okay. Hmm. Jay Ryan says, nakasubscribe ka ba sa Unli Flirt o sa Unli Sex?
Oh. Ano?
Unli Flirt o sa Unli Sex? And, Power Fart Girl says, tama nga ang sabi nila, ang kalandian nasa dugo yan, kaya wag na wag mong maiisipang mag-donate ng dugo sa Red Cross.
Yung
mga sinalina ng dugo na bilang, how you doing? Suddenly, they're so flirty.
Hey, speaking of landian, yeah. Let's say hi to Rodda. He's tuned in.
Hey!
Hey!
Hello, love, Rodda. Pero responsible. Pero eh. Responsible landiing.
Uh-uh. Yes.
Directed at only one person.
At
which is
ano
fine.
Na, done deal na eh. Hindi na landian.
Oh, okay.
You know, every time I look at my phone and I see photos of that fateful night.
Yeah.
Just the Christmas thing that happened. I got killing.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ilona Banana says, goodbye. I hope your insecurities will keep you warm at night.
Wow.
And also, let's see here. I am Eric says, is it hot in here? Or are you just suffocating me in this relationship? Timer says, ayoko na. Hindi na ako nag-e-enjoy sa saging mong senyorita sa gabandehado kong bibingka.
That's sad.
Ay, that is
sad. That's so sad.
That is so sad. Ako si Poklong says, sorry, ang lakas ng kapit ng panty ko pag nandiyan ka.
Hindi nalalaglag.
Hindi nalalaglag. Kapit na kapit. And the top bitchy breakup line comes from I Love Charm.
I Love Charm says,
hey, wanna see a magic trick? Poof, you're single.
Grabe.
Diba? Tapos dapat nadala kang magic wand.
Pero talagang bitchy.
And you go, hey, kunyari, ano pangalan ng boyfriend mo? Kunyari,
Raul.
Raul.
Hey, Raul, wanna see a magic trick? Poof! You're single. Bye.
What a mean thing to do.
Oh, that's what makes it bitchy eh. Oh. Parang they kind of
want it. They poop fun at it so happy,
Lord.
Oh, that is so mean. Okay, the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. If you want to join us for today, just in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines.
Hey, next song goes out to Rodda. Enjoy, man.
Yee!
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
RX93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Someone's playing.
You know, listen to the sound of this. Wow.
It's a very manly game.
Indeed. It sounds like it.
It's so manly.
It's so full of anger and hate.
It's like, it's exactly what Russell Crowe, right, would play.
See, Cooper enjoys it. It's my littlest pet.
Please don't teach him those
almost
things.
almost same level as mga Call of Duty. Mga ganun.
Parang ganun eh. Street Fighter. Diba? Yeah. MMA.
Uh-oh.
All yeah. right. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Alan Ruiz, the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. Let's begin with ako si Poklong, yung akala kong Big Mac, nuggets lang pala. Hindi, yung akala ko big time ka, manlilibre ka. Sabi mo, Big Mac, yung pala nuggets lang.
Now I'm hungry.
Me too.
Diba?
Big Mac, I haven't eaten Big Mac in a while.
Market Sofrenia says, because I finally discovered that underneath that forest of pimples is a really ugly face.
Wala pa rin.
Wala. There's no ano. Parang there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
At saka talagang ininsulto na yung pimples mo. Ininsulto pa yung mukha sa ilalim ng pimples. Chocoholic Cynic says, "You were just the unfortunate stopover on my way to real happiness."
Wow. But aren't we all stopovers for other people we don't end up with?
I guess so.
But it hurts to be called
well, a stopover.
Of course, unless you find you found your destination.
Because actually, yeah, but even so, like you just picture it in your, parang it just sucks to be used.
Well, yeah.
But especially if the person knew in the first place that you were just like a parang a stepping stone to get to where she really wanted
to be. At saka parang the assumption is you're the one on the journey, I'm the stopover. Who is to say that you're not also a stopover? Yeah.
I think we are all stopovers.
Also,
unless we are the destination for someone, one person.
Ang hirap kunyari, one is the destination, one is a stopover.
Your
destination is ang tingin sa'yo, stopover lang.
Right.
P-Brain says, pagkatapos ng kagabi, na-realize ko, hindi pala nakakabusog ang toothpick.
Okay, so, hindi naman kasi kinakain ng toothpick.
Hindi naman kinakain ng toothpick. Naman.
Yun ang problema.
That's what it means. Eh. Diba? Dapat may nakatusok man lang na
na ano?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage. Cocktail hot dog.
Pwede rin. Pwede.
And Specialist Joe says, I never really loved you anyway.
I never really loved you anyway.
Diba? I just wanted to prove to my friends how easy you are to get.
Oh. Parang dog fight.
Yeah.
Remember that River Phoenix
movie? Pero at
movie?
Least yun pinaghirapan niya kahit papano. Ito talagang, I just want to prove to everyone that you're so easy to get. And I Am Eric says, hey, wanna get ice cream and watch a movie? Joke, it's over.
Joke, it's over.
Joke, it's over. Dimper says, hey, you only want my breast, thighs, and legs. I ain't a value meal, baby.
Oh.
Mm. Eh, diba? But what if ano naman talaga?
Kasi yun ang most, ano, diba, most asked for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
breast,
thighs
and legs.
Pero breast na hardly.
Well,
pizzo is breast, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero meron din humihingi ng ano eh, yung...
Wings.
The
wings
area?
Ano? Wings is
the
very,
thigh.
Very
thigh ba yun?
Yung, that's where the okay, puet is.
The puet
included.
Is of the chicken.
The, the puet is in the
thigh. Yes.
Bakit merong puet lang?
Wait lang, meron bang nipple ang, ano, ang chicken?
No.
Only siya mammal eh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to ask. I didn't know that.
You weirdo.
What?
Only you know, mammals you know, have nipples.
Nobody asks.
Can I just say this?
This may chicken nipples. It doesn't work that way.
Hindi kasi mammary glands. We produce milk. That's how mammals are, you know.
Meron kayong chicken nipples yung malutong.
It's a
perfectly valid question. Especially
chicken.
For me. I don't know, like, you know, I don't know the different types of species.
In New Girl, because she wants to have a kid. She's worried because she's 30. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't have a job. So she wants, there was this one episode where Jess wanted to just have a baby.
Right.
And she,
whoa.
Yeah, she goes to the window and calls out to the whole street. Like,
yeah.
Please make my nipples not redundant. Give some use for them. Cause,
yeah,
know,
for males kasi wala.
Why? Yeah. There's nothing that you can do with that.
Yeah, actually meron naman.
What, Gino?
You ano?
Apart from the clamps and the rings, what?
Hindi, diba? That's why fish don't have nipples. Mm-hmm. Birds don't have nipples. Lizards don't have nipples. Only
snakes
mammals.
Don't have nipples.
Oh, snakes don't have nipples?
Diba? Kasi parang with the chicken, kasi you know how their skin is? Yung parang...
Ah, parang butlig talaga. Uh-oh. Pero that's the, ano, that's
where
the
feathers come
used
out.
To be.
All right.
That's why they're sort of like mabutlig talaga in general. Custer Winston says, we were just role-playing. And apparently, neither of us is a good actor. Pretending that we love each other.
It's like a line from the Usher song. Separated.
You're the lyrics master.
Wait. Because we could never act out our parts. If love was a bird, then we would have wings. If love was an Oscar, you and I could never win. Because we could never act out our parts.
Oh, there.
There.
And then Young Indy says, I'm sorry, my mistake. You are. Mojako says, utot ka ba? Lumabas na kasi baho mo.
Sino niya?
Si Mojako.
Ay, nako.
March, parang ano eh, no? Yung start niya parang pickup line. Tapos it turns out ano pala? Tigbak line. Mark Kitsofrenia says, etong rubber shoes so you can run out of my life.
Tara, she got rubber shoes.
Oh, okay, free rubber shoes.
Diba?
Oh.
Nakasapatos ka pa.
Adonis Mabange says, you're breaking up with me? Okay lang. I already had my revenge. Just wait for the credit card bill.
Oh!
Diba? And then, Trashy Salvador, Trishy. Alam mo, ino-autocorrect. Hindi, ino-autocorrect kasi it really becomes trashy. To.
She kept on calling Trishy trashy.
Trishy.
Oh, who are you to assume that she is?
No, kasi.
Poor Trishy.
Every time I type Trishy, ino-autocorrect niya na trashy. Kaya lumalabas, Trashy Salvador. And speaking of trash.
Ugali nito. And speaking of trash.
Ang nabubulok, kailangan binabaon sa lupa.
So not binabaon.
Sa lupa.
Basura.
Altitude says, you just don't deserve anything from me anymore. Not even an explanation.
Kasi, hindi na nga, you don't deserve anything na nga. So even the sentence in itself,
hindi na kompleto.
I won't finish it. I won't say something.
Alam mo, yung,
when you're on a diving board, tapos yung malalaglag ka, pero ayaw mo pa.
He tried to make it work eh. Pero his eyes, with his eyes, you could tell that he knew it was disaster.
Pero sakto nga lang, kasi you don't even deserve this finish. You don't even deserve for this sentence to be finished. Thanks for the
interview. Camila says, ito for Del. Kung nakikipag-break up si Del. Ayoko na sa'yo. Tagalog yan para hindi ka mumahiya patata.
Ayan na naman.
Para hindi mo
makukuhiya ka. Let's do that.
Chico!
You're destroying the punchline.
Yes, you so are.
What kind of language is
this?
It's not even close to intelligible.
At all!
It's an Ewok language. Camila says, ayoko na sa'yo. Tagalog yan para lalo kang mahirapan.
Because if you wanted it to be easier.
She'll do it in English.
But if she's
but you don't do that.
English. It's like I'm watching like the Spanish channel. Sola bala, sala bala, chico. Sola bala, tong sola, la, la, del.
Pero palagi yung pangalan nasa dulo. Okay na sa hanap.
Sumbola, sala bala, chico, tela ba, chino.
Laging nasa huli.
Di ba nasa huli? Okay, nasa
unahan.
And then nobody talks like that then. And then every time
what's up with you? Gino.
iGeeky JM says, do you believe in happy endings? I do. Because I'm happy this is ending. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 bitchy breakup lines comes from Hikaru Jean.
Hikaru Jean says,
I had to edit it because of my bad words. Listen, I just wanted to F you, not effing marry you.
Ay.
Oh.
Grabe. You wonder what kind of people would say those things.
Lalo yung kanina, true story. What? Yung bumalik ka pagmayaman ka na. That was actually told to the entry sender.
It's so weird.
An ex told him that.
Diba?
Grabe.
How harsh can you get?
Yeah, tsaka yung pababalikin mo pa, wag na lang. Diba? Just say sorry.
Sabi mo na lang, magpayaman ka na lang.
Yeah, or just say sorry.
It's not working out.
It's not working out. That's it.
Oh.
But then again, sometimes when somebody says that to you, you're like, I deserve an explanation.
Well, that's diba? True.
Parang when people say it's not you, it's me. I'll be the first one to admit that whenever I hear that, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's a load of BS.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me.
I want the real.
Yeah.
Tapos pag sinabi naman, aroy.
Oo, di mataba na ako.
Parang sumo mo naman.
Grabe naman to.
After all the bluster na, I need the truth. Ayoko na siya kasi mataba ka.
Aroy. Sakit mo naman magsalita. Tapos may kain.
Naman lang may break it to me gently.
That's exactly why, remember A Few Good Men? You can't handle
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, wow.
Hey, hello to our resident rock star listener, Yael Listuno.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Mr. Sponge Cola?
What's up? I thought you said
Kuya Sponge Cola. You had a lift.
Kanyan talaga.
I found it funny
bagay
when...
Bagay sa sponge cola.
Sponge cola.
Sponge cola. Sabi ng ahas.
Samahan niyo ako doon. Sa...
Sa... Sa... Salon, sa spa. Hmm. Sa spa. Ni Susan.
Sama-sama tayong mag...
Sino nga ba yung... Sino nga ba yung kumanta ng Africa? So-so?
Baso!
Why? Why? So-so. Like okay. So-so.
Yes, yes. Toto naman kasi.
Kasi
ang list nasa S.
Nasa S lang ba? Wala ba sa TH?
Wala.
T or TH.
Alright, so the top 10 bitchy breakup lines. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bitchy breakup lines.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. The final batch. I just wish I was able to get to all the entries, but alas, that is not to be.
This happens to you every day.
I know.
Every day, and you still don't get over it.
I can't. Sayang. Okay, here we go. The top 10, courtesy of Alan Ruiz. Thank you very much. The top 10 bitchy breakup lines. Let's start off with Lock on Stratus. Baka naman sabihin mo, wala tayong pinagsamahan. Sige. Bibigyan kita ng 30 seconds head start before I start shooting.
A little too violent.
A little too intense.
But at least it was nice enough.
Kind of. Uh-oh. I don't know if that's exactly the
grabe, talagang babarilin din eh.
Oo nga eh. And then from Saturagi, in fairness, you're not the biggest bitch. That's your mom.
Oh!
Two versus one stone.
Oh my gosh. Oy, away. Lock on Strata says, matter occupies space, and I only have space for those who really matter.
Mm. So he doesn't? He or she doesn't?
You're not. Lilo Boy says, karma has no menu. You just get served what you deserve.
Just desserts.
You don't get to choose your karma. Yeah. And one more from Lilo Boy, you're an itchy bitchy pig. Ito ang ointment para mawala ang kati mo.
Ointment.
Ointment. Mr. Vader says, someday, someone will love you just the way you are. Unfortunately, I don't do mediocre.
Kailangan talagang may diss.
Oh, no, para it's not enough that you're breaking up with them. It's just,
you can leave it at somebody will love you just
the way you are. Sinugatan ka na, nilagyan pa ng asin tapos suka.
Cute na siya eh. And Shivana says, I can't be with you anymore. Because it's just one of two things. Suicide or murder.
Either I kill myself or I kill you.
We can't both be alive.
Either way, it's not going to turn out great.
No way. Hindi talaga pwede. And then from Hamilcar. And then from Nell Alone. You're a foul fool full of yourself. Goodbye forever. Adonis Mabangin says, may sakit ka ba sa puso? And then the guy goes, wala. And then the girl goes, good. Break na tayo.
Just to make sure
you're not gonna get a heart attack or something.
I don't want to you die because, I'm breaking up with you. Beanbag Benny says, true story. A guy actually told me this. Gusto ko lang malaman ko anong feeling na magka-girlfriend na mataba. Mas gusto ko pala yung sexy.
Oh.
Ano ba naman?
That's so horrible. Who would do that?
What a jerk.
Leify says, sana Transformers na lang ang sinota mo. Kotse lang naman ang habol mo.
Diba? No,
Uy, may ganun,
but
this
actually,
yeah.
That's really true.
Especially in college.
Yeah. Kasi, syempre, you want to be...
Yung papasok ka, nakasakay ka sa sports car.
Nahatid ka. Hassle nga naman mag-commute.
Grabe.
Pero wild.
Grabe. Black Shopaw says, oh babe, nag-text yung impyerno. Balik ka na daw sa pinanggalingan mo. Pero may babe ha? Babe, Nag-text yung impyerno, balik na daw sa pinanggalingan mo.
Tapos bigyan mo ng t-shirt yung nanay niya. Ang impyerno.
Di ba?
Doon sa galing
eh. And the top, bitchy breakup line. I couldn't choose between the two because they're both really bitchy.
Okay.
Comes from two people. Let's start off with Random Tony. Pinagpalit mo ko parang maging kabit. Like yung siya ang magiging kabit. Mm. Sana pala nag-asawa muna ako bago kita pinatulan. Kasi ang gusto mo may asawa. And Hamilcar, the boy goes, it's not working. Let's break up. And then the girl goes, carry lang, magiging stepmother mo naman ako.
She's been two-timing you.
Yes, with your dad. And when I become your stepmother, you're not getting any allowance. You're not going to be...
I'm shipping you off to boarding school.
Oh my gosh. Oh. What revenge.
That's like a premise for like an art film.
Sick telenovela, yeah.
It's about Dimash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really Dimash?
Alam mo mangyayari
doon. Is it not like damage?
So nag-break na sila nung younger one, tapos yeah, she ends up with the dad.
Nung son.
Tapos when they're together na, ma-reignite ulit yung passion nung son tsaka yung stepmom. Tapos they're gonna start doing stuff, tapos mahuli sila nung dad. Tapos papasok yung dad sa kwarto. What is this? What is going on? Tapos, come join us.
Ew! Gino!
Gino!
It's an art film.
Tsaka parang kulang ng conviction yung ew mo.
Meron kaya? Ew!
Ew!
Tapos biglang pasok yung music. What is this? What's going on? Has this been happening inside my house? Come join us.
Enjoy na.
Tsaka yung toner niya, like a girl.
Why? At saka mas magaling yung voicing niya dun sa girl.
Excuse me.
Mas magaling yung voicing niya.
It was just portraying a scenario that is often played out.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Oh, napanood mo ba yung kagabi?
Gino!
Gino!
How easily you are
caught. Come on! We all...
Come on?
Damn!
Really, Gino?
I'm just saying, I've seen a lot of this
I'm sure
happen.
You have. Last night, sure. Right?
No, not last night. I've just seen this scenario happen countless times.
Mabilis ba, mabilis ba buffering ka?
Okay. Wala masyado kong magamit eh. Marami nagbabagong taon kasi parang one of my New Year's resolution.
Babagal ulit yan mga Valentine's.
Ang lungkot ng buhay ko. Ito na nga lang.
Pag Feb 14, no? Hindi ka maka-internet.
No tumor alerts for spoken.
Bagal ng internet today.
No, but it's funny. You know, you really see, like, even when you're playing online games, it's not as bad around, like, 9 to 11. But once it gets to 12, it slows down. So you're like, I wonder why.
No more.
Ibang play na yun.
Ibang ano na eh. What about you guys?
Okay. Bitchy,
I can't. I'm not bitchy.
Jesus me.
Oh, I really can't think of anything.
Ay.
Parang, for me, there's no easy way to break somebody's heart.
Well, there really isn't.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you nice.
I don't know.
Parang mga ito si Meow niya. This is something that I would come up with. Mas maganda pa ang apocalypse dragon ko kaysa sa'yo.
Huh?
Wow.
Fail.
But if that happened, I'm kind of glad that I'm breaking up with you.
Diba? Oh, what about us?
Oh, I would probably say, dapat ba bitchy?
Oo.
Okay.
Malamang bitchy breakup lines ka.
Bitchy breakup lines. I guess.
Pero hindi ka bitchy, ha? Malamang, bitchy breakup lines.
Kasi parang, pero hindi siya bitchy.
Ang sabi, bitchy, that's being say, honest.
Yeah, that's what bitches say. after you break up with him, you go, don't call us, we'll call you.
We'll call you.
Oh, wow.
Della, the kind of stuff you're into.
No, not really.
Ako, I'd probably say...
and I just say hello to Yael, who says, I think Gino Boy and I watch the same kind of art film.
Ay, nako. Ako, ano.
Of lang pala. Dot, dot, dot. Naka-pause na. Oh,
oh, oh. Same kind of. Ako siguro I'd probably say... Don't look at my pictures on Facebook.
Wow. Wow. Bitchy grabe.
What a bitch. Oh my God. You are like the biggest bitch
ever.
Kasi
maiingit ka.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Bitchy. Kasi...
Okay. And I'll block you.
Wow. Wow. Ang bitchy grabe.
You know what? I think he's saying this on purpose para to make it seem like he's not bitchy.
Feeling ko rin.
Hindi, sige, lagyan natin ng scenario.
Alam mo kanina bitchy si Chico.
Ano?
Alam mo kung kanina bitchy si Chico.
Kanino?
Ha, wala. Papatay na ko niya.
Sino?
Ha?
I don't know what
you're going
to say. Ay, sobra. Sobra ka.
I agree.
No.
I agree.
Gino agrees.
Sobra. That is not true.
Oy.
If I could only... Oh my gosh, of course not.
If you only let me say the thing.
No.
And remember what he said?
Stop it.
You won't even know.
No.
Lame.
Yes. Josh. Grabe kayo, sobra. Ikaw, what's yours?
Let's see. In this full course meal that is my life, achara ka lang.
Pangtanggal ng umay.
Oo nga.
Like a, you know, a kabet, diba? Parang like that.
Oh.
Or not
know.
Even a kabet, maybe just someone, one night stand.
Oh, sige, ako rin. If my love life was a buffet, ikaw yung nilagay ko ng marami sa plate ko pero hindi ko inubos.
Parang haba. You know,
it seems quite work. Alam mo, gusto kita sampalin.
It seemed nice. In my head, it seemed nice. Ay, nako.
Oh, si Yael has one.
Oh, sige.
He goes, pero may question muna. Bitchy ba to? I was your peak woman. It's downhill from here.
Oh, but that's actually nice because you're saying you're the best. Everything is downhill from here.
No, but you're dooming him to like the...
You're never going to get anyone better
than
I am.
It's like, ugh.
You're the peak. Akala ko sinasabi mo, siya yung peak.
No, because you're the one...
Paano kung dalawa yung peak?
I did Twin Peaks.
Good save, Chico.
O, meron pa ako. Kung ipis ka, etong alcohol!
You are such a loser. You're such a loser.
What?
Kung ipis ka, etong alcohol.
I heard it, but I was like, what the heck does that have to do with anything?
Who breaks up with someone like that?
So, ano pa siya alcohol na
ako? Alcohol talaga.
Alam mo, pag makipag-break kayo, yun ang gamitin nyo. Kung ipis ka, etong alcohol.
Yeah, di ba?
Parang ikaw, parang...
Cockroach.
Labo.
Oh, yun. Okay.
Ano, hindi ba pwede talaga sabihin yung bitchy?
No!
Gusto ko nga yung...
No! No! Nako!
Ang sarap one time.
Di ba one time?
One time you were at, ano, Sarandra. Oh my God!
Stop it! You guys are evil.
No, you're
painting,
evil.
You're painting a very negative, ano, image.
We are painting the truth.
No.
All right, anyway, okay. We gotta go. We gotta head on out of here.
Thank you.
So this has been Chico, Delamar, Gino, and Cooper signing off.
Goodbye.
Andito siya.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye
guys.
And Rico and whoever is coming up next.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Who knows?
Bye-bye.
Who knows he's gonna be with. Alright, bye-bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.